Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
The Axe and Crown. Episode 8. Cracking Up.
You again.
Damn right. Let's get some beers going here.
It's 10 in the morning. Shouldn't you be all, I don't know, working?
Nope. The crew just found some big cracks in the foundation this morning, so we had to clear the site. No one goes in until they can get a town building inspector in there.
Really? Sorry to hear it.
But since it's circumstances out of our control, we're still on the clock. Right, boss?
That's right. Guild rules.
I'll get the first round.
Yeah, sure thing.
Thanks, Uncle.
Oh, yeah. You two are related, huh?
Yeah, this is my Uncle Gubbin.
Yeah.
Marco, how you doing?
Meh.
So does that mean you get a family discount here, Batula?
Nope. Yeah, she's lucky I'm not throwing her out on her pointy ear. You're the foreman over there?
Yeah, I'm Batula's boss.
Oh, you poor bastard. Sure you don't want something stronger?
Yeah, so it must come from the other side of the family, huh? The size?
Nah, troll women are just bigger.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Well, we're glad to have her. Oh, she better be careful she doesn't work too hard. Make us little guys look bad, eh?
I wouldn't be too worried.
Watch it, Uncle.
And the priest says, "We'll see if I buy an altar from those guys again."
Morning, Gubbin.
Hey, buddy boy, Stan.
Hey, what's everyone doing over here? It's not even lunchtime.
Oh, they're having some safety concerns over at the construction site.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, cracks in the foundation. We're waiting for it to be inspected.
Oh, man. I guess construction's gonna be delayed, huh?
Yeah, a couple days at least.
Oh, jeez. You know, I guess you can't be too careful.
I know. Might have to file a grievance about this inspector, too. He gave the all clear for this project a month ago, and then we suddenly discover cracks.
Well, I can't say I blame him too much for not looking closer. There were squatters living in there for years.
Yeah, we know.
Did a whole lot of squatting, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we know.
But you know the real problem? It's the river. The street floods every spring.
That's why they call it Mud Street.
It's always washing away the ground from under you. And you better have good footings under your building, or one day, down it goes. Like a drunken centaur. Whoop. You ever see a centaur go down? Oh, man, it ain't pretty!
Oh, no.
What's going on? Who's this?
That's the big boss, Dorothea Dannery.
Oh, the Badger and Bucket Lady.
Yeah, her.
Mr. Crabchow.
Mrs. Dannery.
I see your crew are enjoying their downtime.
Guild rules. We can't go back to work, and the town inspector's probably going to be a couple days. So.
Oh, the inspector just dropped by.
What?
How the hell did you manage that?
Well, it helps to be nice to the good folks at the town hall and get all your papers in on time.
You mean those funny little papers with pictures of the king on them, huh?
Anyway, the inspector has declared our building perfectly sound.
But the foundation
but
is...
Yeah, it turns out that those weren't actually cracks. No, someone painted them
what?
On the walls.
Painted? What? Are you sure?
Oh, yes. It was still wet in places, even. Now, who would do such a thing?
Yeah. Could have been anybody.
Wait a minute.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Mr. Garrison, isn't it? It's lovely tavern, by the way. Very rustic. It's very down to earth.
Uh-huh.
Any idea who might want to delay our construction, Mr. Garrison?
We at the Axe and Crown welcome new businesses to the neighborhood. Competition fosters innovation and creativity.
Oh, well said, Mr. Garrison. It sounds like we have much in common.
Sure.
All right, everyone. Unfortunately, we're all on schedule, and it seems you're all in no state to return to work.
We didn't figure the inspector would be out the same day.
And unless I'm seriously misreading our contract with the Builders and Bricklayers Guild, I'm afraid that means you're all docked a full day's pay. And, well, I'm not pointing any fingers, but if it turned out that someone in this crew had painted those cracks, I hope the guild would take appropriate steps.
Nobody on my crew would ever do such a thing.
What about the troll?
Yeah.
And what about her?
What about the troll? Yeah. You think I had something to do with this?
Nothing wrong with trolls, really.
My dentist is a troll.
Oh, my, look at you. What's your name, dear?
Betula. Anna Betula Erfurt's daughter.
Any relation to Mr. Garrison?
What, just because we're both trolls, you think we're related?
She's his niece.
Oh, thanks.
I see. And how long have you been with the guild?
2 days.
Really? How interesting.
She's just apprenticing. This is her first job with the guild.
You didn't look into her background?
What background?
She had a letter of reference from Stanway Gerard. That's Carlton Gerard's kid. Doesn't get much bigger than that in this business.
You know that the young Mr. Gerard was all but disowned by his father? Yes, the only thing he inherited was this tavern.
You're kidding, this place?
Yes, in fact, that's him, right there.
Hi.
What, that's Stanway Gerard?
Well, I'd say it's fairly obvious how this all played out. Mr. Crabjov, it sounds like your guild has been duped by a scheming landlord and tavern keeper into hiring a saboteur.
What? I have nothing to do with this. You can't just assume because we're related that I was involved.
I'd say the evidence is quite conclusive.
I'd say my fist punching your face to the back of your head will be quite conclusive.
Whoa, Betula.
Mr. Crabjov?
The Granville Guild of Builders and Bricklayers extends its sincere apologies for this incident and wishes it known that Miss Betula, Erfed's daughter, is no longer in our employ.
Marco, you know I didn't do it.
You just threatened to punch our client.
She deserved it.
Well, now, as lovely as this has been, I'd best get back to the office. Silly me, I almost forgot. This fellow asked me to deliver this.
What fellow?
A bulletin from the Royal Building Inspector, County Granville. All buildings between Harbour Street and the River's Edge require immediate inspection to ensure the soundness of their foundations and must be closed to the public, effective immediately.
What?! But where's this inspector?
Oh, now, I'm afraid he's long gone. Yes, he's such a busy fellow, you know. You'll have to just go down to the town hall. Let's see here. Request for inspection may be filled. Inspection will take place 4 to 6 weeks after booking.
4 to 6 weeks?
I know. Oh, the bureaucracy in this town is simply unbearable, isn't it? I'm so glad our building's already been declared sound. It's twice over now. I suppose this emergency inspection today was something of a blessing in disguise, wasn't it? Yes, I'm so sorry, everyone. You're going to have to evacuate this tavern.
Wait,
damn it!
So in the meantime, I have some vouchers. Yes, they're good for 15% off drinks and lodging at the Floundering Bucket.
Don't you dare! The Bucket
on Saddlehorn Lane.
Go on, get out of here, you phony cow!
But do drink responsibly. We need you all back on site and ready to work at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Right, Mr. Crabtree?
Yes, ma'am.
Have a lovely day. Ta-ta.
All right. Now it's war.
Well, so long, Batula, Gubbin. Thanks for nothing.
I can't believe it.
What? Don't look at me!
You lost me my job, you and your war.
It's her! It's that woman! Dorothea! Trying to open up a bucket pub on our street!
Yeah, across from a tavern run by a lunatic.
Oh, we're gonna show her.
So, when you reopen...
If we ever reopen.
Yeah, think you'll need a cook?
Yeah, you know any?
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King, with special guest Sarah Golding. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Recorded in Toronto at Trench Recordings. Sound design by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard.
Looking for more laughs? We are ever so fond of Wooden Overcoats, a delightful sitcom about rival undertakers in the English Channel. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next week, cheers.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you emotionally exhausted? Do you have strong feelings about authoritarian power structures? Have you ever stared up at the night sky and felt tiny and alone? If so, ask your doctor about Wolf 359, the award-winning sci-fi audio fiction podcast by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Side effects may include strange genetic experiments, unreliable AI systems, the potential discovery of alien life, and toothpaste. Find Wolf 359 wherever you listen to podcasts and visit wolf359.fm to learn more.